It's time for Dial the Doc with FHN. Joining us today, we'd like to welcome in Pete Wilging, FHN Marketing. Good morning, Pete. Nice to talk with you. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Nice to talk with you, too. I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I guess kind of appropriate, some snow coming down this morning, because we're going to be talking about the FHN Festival of the Trees Holiday Gala. What can you tell us about what's going on this year?
Oh, yes, it is appropriate to have some snow coming down as we're talking about the holidays. Yeah, we're very excited about the gala this year. We're going to hold it for the first time in person since 2019. We have done a virtual event the last 2 years due to the pandemic, but this time we're able to hold it in person, and we have a wonderful wine theme this year with Casino Vino. So we're excited about this. Our guests will have a chance to sample a variety of wines from vineyards around the world. They'll be able to enjoy hors d'oeuvres, a charcuterie board, while they play casino-style games, contests, and even a silent auction. Of course, there will be a full complement of beverages, including some local beer from local breweries. So we're just really excited to get people together to celebrate.
And that is really the key, isn't it, Pete, getting people to celebrate since 2019? Been a long time. I'm sure there'll be some fist bumps and some big smiles and lots of people happy to be back together again. A little gambling. That sounds like fun, too. The proceeds for the gala this year, what are they going to support?
Yeah, that's a great question. Each year during the gala, the proceeds are designated to support a specific campaign. And this year, all of the proceeds from the gala will be designated for the year-end campaign to purchase new hospital beds for FHN Memorial Hospital. You know, just like any other piece of healthcare equipment, beds are needed to be upgraded to get the latest in comfort and technology. We have an exciting announcement about this year's year-end campaign. The FHN Foundation Director, Al Avon, has announced a special matching gift. A very generous donor has pledged a $250,000 matching gift. So every dollar that's spent on the gala, whether it be for tickets, for drinks, for gifts, for silent auction items, those gifts will all go to the year-end campaign and will be doubled due to the matching gift.
That's huge and very important for the community, isn't it?
It is. It is. You know, attending the FHN Gala, guests are really helping to provide healthcare excellence here in our communities. And they're making a difference for patients and their families and their loved ones right here in the community. Remember that FHN is locally owned and operated. You know, decisions are made locally by a board of directors who live and work right here in our community. You know, they understand the decisions they make will impact their own families and their neighbors. So it's a great way to impact healthcare right here in our communities.
You alluded to some of the things going on this year, but if you can kind of double back on that, and what all happens at the gala, if you would.
Sure, sure. A little more detail. You know, each year that we have done the casino-style gala, we have a professionally run casino-style games, blackjack, roulette, and others. Those seem to be the most popular. But there's also wonderful food with heavy hors d'oeuvres by Lessman Catering. This year, some of the items that they've got available are mozzarella-stuffed meatballs, creamy lemon chicken piccata meatballs, Italian deli rolls, a large charcuterie table, and several selections of tasty desserts.
You're making me hungry, Pete.
Yeah, and there's more that's going on. During the event, there's a silent auction with over 50 items and gift baskets for everyone during the holidays. Yes, of course, many of them are wine-themed, but there are also gifts for all ages. There are some basket and items that are good for kids. There are some great experiential items that can be purchased. For example, a dinner for five of your friends by a local chef talent. There's just a lot going on, a lot of different games, and we're looking forward to having guests come for a really good time.
Well, you really do keep it local, Pete. We're talking with Pete Wilging, FHN Marketing, as part of Dial the Doc today on Big Radio. Not only do you keep your decisions local and your people are local, but food, beer, wine, all from local places, too. That's wonderful. And this year, there's going to be are people supposed to wear costumes or any type of specific dress?
Well, we really don't have a specific dress this year. This year, we're just looking for people to wear party casual dress, possibly with wine colors such as burgundy or red. You know, think of wine tasting attire that one might wear to wine country while tasting different vintages.
Well, that sounds good. And now everybody out in public and not have to do it by Zoom, that they could probably watch in their jammies. But yeah, been a while. Maybe get all dressed up and look good. Where will this year's gala be held, Pete?
Yeah, this year the gala will be held where it was last in 2019 at the Grand River Hall in Freeport, and that's at 101 South Liberty Avenue. It's really a wonderful venue with plenty of room for gaming and fun with friends.
Sounds wonderful. Can anyone attend? And if they do, how do you get tickets?
Well, yes, tickets are still available. Tickets can be had at fhn.org. They can be purchased for $75 each. It's an easy online purchase. You'll get your admission ticket and tickets to enjoy an evening of fun and support local health care.
The gala, just one part of FHN's Festival of the Trees. What other types of activities are coming up, Pete?
Yeah, before we get into all the other activities, I did want to take a minute to thank some of our major sponsors.
Oh, you bet.
You know, these events, all of these events, could not be done without the support of the various local sponsors. Our premier sponsor this year for foundation events is Winter Construction. Our platinum sponsors are the Morse Group and Dr. Laporta and Rockford Anesthesiologists Associated. We have gold sponsors, AGHL Law, Cornerstone Credit Union, Edelberg Compliance Associates, Lusher Heating and Air Conditioning, and State Bank. We also have a number of other sponsors, such as our silver and bronze sponsors. There's really a whole lot of local support for these events.
It takes everybody, doesn't it?
Sure, sure. As far as the other events that are going on with the Holiday Festival of Trees, as always, we have our community holiday tree lighting on Sunday, November 20th. That's on the Stevenson Street entrance to the hospital. You can enjoy refreshments and holiday caroling as we flip the switch to light the holiday tree. We have the Community Festival of Trees from Monday, November 28th through Thursday, December 22nd. That's at the Freeport Public Library. You can enjoy holiday trees that are decorated by local service organizations and clubs, and you can vote for your favorite holiday tree there. We also have an event that really became popular during the pandemic. We have FHN's Family Fun Virtual Bingo Evenings. We're going to be doing these once a month throughout the winter, where you can go online and have some fun playing family bingo. Our first will be held on Tuesday, November 29th. Visit FHN.org for more information there. We'll also have holiday storytelling with Santa at the public library. There are various dates that you can find online for that. And the last event that we do prior to Christmas is the Luminary Night, which is held along Stevenson Street and Lincoln Boulevard, where all the residents along the area around the hospital light holiday luminaries for people to enjoy.
If you wonder what keeps Pete Wilging, FHN Marketing Director, busy, you just heard it. Lots of stuff going on, Pete, for sure. And for folks, it's that time of year where sometimes people have some extra money. They want to help out, do great things. You can contribute, make year-end contributions to organizations like the FHN Foundation.
Yes, most certainly. You know, to get more information about how to contribute to the foundation, you can call 815-599-6900 or visit the foundation website at fhn.org/foundation. You can find out about ways to donate, different funds that you can identify to support. You can get information about planned giving. You can see the foundation's annual summary that really explains the impact that these charitable contributions have, and much more.
Sounds wonderful. And as you're going through all the events that are going on through FHN and Festival of the Trees, a real theme there, a lot of family things, and that's a great thing, Pete. Folks want to get more information about the gala or the FHN Foundation. How do they find out more?
Sure. You can get all the information about the gala and other Festival of Trees events by visiting fhn.org/gala2022. We have fhn.org/festival of trees as well. If you would like more information about the FHN Foundation, visit fhn.org/foundation.
That's Dial-A-Doc today. We've been visiting with Pete Wilging, FHN Marketing. Pete, always a pleasure. Have a great time at the Festival of Trees Holiday Gala and with all the other events going on. Pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. Have a great day.
I will. You too. That's Pete Wilging. That's Dial-A-Doc. This is Big FM 93.7. It's 7:47.